interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
We, our cart seems to have stuck on us. So, so we're going to, I guess we're going to open the program after the breaking news thing, if I could get my music going for any reason here, but I think I can do that. Oh, see, here it comes again.
Oh, the joys of podcasting.
The joy of technology.
Right. You gotta love it. All right, okay, all right, all right, all right.
Technology. All
right. Technology is a pain. Okay, so let's do this.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
There we go. I tell you, it's always a hitch. There's always a hitch somewhere. I don't know why. Wow. Jesus. Wow. Cheese and rice, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness.
Servant galore.
Oh, my goodness.
Servant galore.
All right. So.
All right.
So, hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
My name is Betty. I'm the office manager, switchboard operator, and secretary to these two idiots, but luggable stoners, Joe and Anthony.
And you're listening
to Chiampa Radio.
Chiampa Radio. Chiampa Radio, episode 12 for Monday, August 17th, 2015.
We now introduce you to your random welcome back talking. How are things? What's going on in Anthony's world?
What is going on in Joe's world?
Those are interesting questions that we all want to know.
Well, after a few rough starts and edges, we've finally got a broadcast out for you folks. It's been quite a lovely month for all kinds of things. So, you know, we've got a lot of interesting news for you tonight. We love callers. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
That's 8
you'll be
1
put into it.
3
yeah.
3
3
2
3
7
2
No, not 7. 3327. 327 813-327-8566. Yes, we love our callers, and we didn't broadcast last week, but you had previous other engagements to deal with.
I had previous other engagements.
So,
now,
which
Betty,
is totally understandable.
What does Betty want? Betty keeps wanting to say something.
Go ahead, Betty.
Guys, stop pressing my buttons. I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Betty. We'll get it right.
Well, Jesus, Betty,
God,
we can get
damn.
The show intro to work right once in a while. Maybe we wouldn't push your buttons so much. Now, would we?
That's not my fault.
Uh-huh. Yes, sure. Sure, Betty. Not your fault. Never your fault, Betty. Where's my lighter?
Yeah, I think it's time for one of those daily hit requirements for sure. No, the reason why I haven't been broadcasting is we had some technical difficulties, but we resolved them. And then we also had an out-of-town guest.
An out-of-town guest. Not a hostile guest.
We had
just
an
out-of-town guest.
No, not a hostile.
Not a hostile? Hostile, hostile,
wonderful. This is a wonderful guest. Perfect, wonderful guest. And this person stayed at the Days Inn on Diversity Avenue here in Chicago. It was their birthday. It was the perfect weekend. Weather was great.
Nice.
Only a little bit of rain in Chicago.
That's nice.
But lots
That's
of
nice.
Sun. Yes, it was gorgeous. And I got so much fun going on. I did so much day drinking. It was
did
amazing.
You now?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw you were doing quite a bit of the Facebook posts with the
and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet checked out Snapchat, you know what? I would highly recommend that you do.
Apparently Hillary joined Snapchat.
I don't care about Hillary.
I don't either. I'm a Bernie man. Go, Bernie, go!
Go, Bernie, go. I'm right with you, to be honest.
I'm glad to see that he's picking up some speed here.
He's picking it. He's got some major mo.
And, you know, honestly, to all of you out there who are on the Hillary ticket just because you believe Bernie can't win, you're the reason why Bernie can't win. If you believe in Bernie, and if you think Bernie is what's right for this country, you need to drop Hillary and support Bernie. The more people that support Bernie, the more likely he's to come ahead in the primaries. He could very well win.
Exactly.
Nobody ever thought Obama would win, and he won twice. Jesus, the first time.
Exactly.
The first time was one thing, but the second time, that was simply amazing. I mean, as horrible as things have been going with the economy at that time and everything, it is amazing. So get behind Bernie. I totally recommend Bernie. He's a socialist. We are a socialist country. People say, no, we're not socialist. We're Americans. But we are. I mean, we provide education. We have infrastructure that's paid for by the citizens of the country. Services such like that. That's socialism,
folks. We also have Medicare and Medicaid.
Exactly.
It's
Social Security. All socialist. And especially the Medicare and the Social Security checks. People go ape shit when people want to fuck that up. And that's the whole point. Bernie's about things that help the American people. He's about things that help the younger Americans who are struggling. I was listening to a program on NPR today while I was working, and they were talking about the whole student loan debt issue. And that thing is just becoming ridiculous. And it's funny because, and I didn't go to the comments, because sometimes I'll go on NPR and go to the comments, but I was just too busy today. I didn't have time to do that.
Feel the burn.
You go, Betty. So, and you know, when you read these comments, you get a lot of people. They'll go on there and they'll say, well, you know, I worked part-time and put myself through college and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you did. You probably did that more than 10 years ago. In the past 10 years, federal funding for state colleges has been drying up so much that that's one of, not all of the, but one of the biggest factors in why tuition is so expensive. So, you know, it's also allowed
a proliferation of for-profit schools.
That's a whole different issue. Yeah. That in of itself is the second pillar that's destroying this whole higher education. But, you know, people that are out there bitching and complaining and saying, oh my God, I can't, but why should, you know, I had to pay for college. Why do we have to bail these kids out? No, well, you did pay for college, but the federal government picked up a good portion of that tab without you even realizing it. It wasn't a loan. It was money that was being given to those schools. So if you're going to beat your chest and say, well, I worked a part-time summer job, put myself through college, and the government didn't bail me out. No, they did. They absolutely did. And that's the whole I got mine, fuck you attitude. And we really need to stop that in this country because it's becoming quite an epidemic, in my opinion, that there's too many people that are, well, I got mine, so fuck you. You can't have yours. You know, this has to continue. The momentum of how we give back to the community has to continue. And, you know, Bernie's a guy that really stands to his convictions, and he's been in politics for a long time, very long time.
Yes, he has.
And he has stayed true.
He's participated in a lot of things.
He has, and he has always stayed true to his convictions. He has not changed his convictions. You know, this is obviously somebody who we can trust. Can you trust Hillary? I can't trust Hillary. I can't trust the Clintons. You know, you can't trust the Bushes. I mean, look at that. That whole thing is, we don't need another Clinton. We don't need another Bush. We don't need another dynasty going on in this country.
That whole side of the race on the Republican side is a joke, especially once Trump entered the whole thing.
Oh my God! And it frightens me how much traction he's getting on it, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, people love entertainment, and that's what he's providing. It's not providing real world solutions to our current problems, and that's going to be a problem if, for some ungodforsaken reason, that man could win. You know, I have to say, though, our political system is quite interesting because you're not always directly voting for the president. You're voting
for the electorate
that are going to then vote.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So,
you know, and that's that in of itself begs to question, you know, how really, you know, functional we are as a society when we come to that, you know, that whole thing of, you know, this electoral college. Why don't we just let the people's votes count and be done with it? We need to, you know, I understand that systems were set up in a way that they were set up. That's fine. That's understandable. But maybe we need to reevaluate those. I mean, our Constitution is a living document. Our government is a living government. And we need to go back and address
these societies. Aren't diverse societies based on growth and encouragement of growth?
Oh, no, totally. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and, you know, I'm not one to beat my chest on changing a lot of our constitutional laws and such like that, because in some ways they're there for a reason. But the voting thing, you know, that made sense then. Now it's kind of a different ball game, and the electorate thing is kind of a archaic way of doing things. You know, when this country wasn't as connected and voting wasn't as easy, you know, when your nearest neighbor was 16 miles away down a dirt path, no, that totally makes sense, you know. But now, not so much. It's a kind of a different thing now.
It doesn't take us. Betty is connected to her circus.
Yes, you're connected to everything, Betty, let me tell you.
Wow, Betty's talkative tonight. What's going on with that, Betty?
Yeah, I'm a little curious about
that. Oh, now you don't want to talk?
Well.
Okay. Yeah, well, we've got a really cool show coming up for you tonight. We've got some really fun news.
Yes.
And hey, you know, if you're a supporter of any, that's the cool one. Okay, I got to say, hopefully this will never change. This is one of the great things about America, is that you can call us at 813-327-8566. And while being civil, you could be a member of any political party and state your view. We're fine with that.
Exactly.
We may disown you, or we may debate your opinion, but, you know, you're still free to give us a call.
I don't know if we would ever actually disown anybody, you know. We like all listeners, even if you're an idiot. We like you, because that means that we have somebody listening.
That's true.
So
exactly.
You know, I'm not necessarily against the whole, you know, but I mean, we'll agree to disagree at times, and that's totally understandable.
Betty feels disowned.
Betty feels what?
Betty?
The Betty feels lasagna?
Betty feels disowned.
What is Betty trying
to say? She's trying to say she feels disowned.
Oh, she feels
disowned. Yeah.
But no, Betty, unfortunately, whatever. Betty, you are not disowned. We still have, like, I think, like, 30 more payments to make on you. So you're kind of owned for now. When those 30 payments are up, though, I can't necessarily say we're not going to, find something else. But that's 30 months from now, so.
And I think that's the title of our show, ladies and gentlemen. 30 payments owed.
30 payments left. I like 30 payments left.
Yes.
30 payments left.
30 payments
30
left.
Payments
there
left.
We go.
All right. Hey, you know, that works for me. I'm not going to argue about that. So
right.
You can also reach us on social media at facebook.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. And again, you can call us, and, you know, we're pretty easy, reachable. I'm sure we might eventually get around to a Twitter account. Is Twitter popular? Twitter's still popular, isn't it? Yeah, it's still popular.
Oh, yeah, it's still popular.
So, you know, but we like to keep things simple, because there's a lot of shit going on sometimes. So Facebook us. Almost everyone's on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you can email us at TampaWeedRadio@gmail.com.
And I think Betty wants to say something, too.
Oh, yeah, what is it, Betty?
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. I will be glad to take your call.
There you go.
Betty nice
will be glad
you,
to take your call. She's more than happy to help. For now. And then eventually she'll get a bug, and then she'll start messing things up all over the place and making life hell. But, you know, you saw how the show intro goes. You know, I seriously think she keeps messing with it, because for some reason the scripting is right, but it always seems to go so wrong. So,
right.
Joe, do you have any news for us?
And now for the news.
And good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest in Top 420 News. Woman leaves kids in car for the bar. Isn't this like, hasn't this been a common theme lately? Like, a lot more people are getting caught going into a place drunk and leaving their kids in a car.
Yeah, but I've noticed that.
Okay, this... Yeah, well, this is an Oklahoma woman.
Okay.
She left two of her children unsupervised in a running car as she drank at a bar in a hot summer. And guess where she came from?
Florida?
Wait, why did it say... Yeah.
Well, she's in Florida. She's from Oklahoma, yeah, she was but she's in
right.
Florida.
But she was attracted to Florida. She was attracted to Florida.
Florida has that, but apparently, that magnetism somehow. I don't know what it is.
And her name was stated in the news report. So April King was known to the bar employees. She usually drinks too much and always starts trouble. She isn't one of their favorite patrons.
So that means that she drinks too much and she'll be getting into a car of her with her, was it two children? Her two children
right.
in the car.
Two,
after
yes,
drinking too much.
They were kept in the car.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Now, it doesn't state if there was AC running in the car, but I can just imagine that it was hot as all heck.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it says it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And here in Florida, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's about 95 degrees. And that's without the heat.
But now, that's pretty damn hot.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be stuck in a car without air conditioning at all. And
no.
But here's the kicker.
Yeah.
The police suspect that King regularly instructs her son to start the car via blowing into the breathalyzer that controls its engine in her electric
car. So not only does she drink too much and leave her kids in the car, that she needs to blow into a breathalyzer, so she is a total drunk.
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like, stay away from the booze. Come
on. It's time to put the booze. It's time to put the bottle down, honey. It's time to go to rehab.
Yeah.
It is definitely, you know. Wow. So she didn't leave the car running the whole time then. So she just went ahead and, the kid would start it from time to time?
Well, I'm assuming that once it was started, they probably just left it going.
Oh, I would hope so.
Well, right. You know, so what that tells me, though, is that the breathalyzer is not tuned to your breath. It's tuned to whatever it takes as a breath without alcohol.
Yeah,
and that
seems to be
kind of defeating. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. I don't know how available or even... There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the technology is probably somewhat available, but I don't know. It might be really cost prohibitive, but that is a good idea. And they may have to do... Actually, this woman just needs to not drive anymore.
Yeah, her license needs to be revocated and completely destroyed.
Yep.
And she needs to either Uber it, take taxis, or do something completely different. But, you know, speaking of delivery and changing up things,
yeah,
this is an interesting news story out of Gizmodo.
Gizmodo.
And, you know, everything in California goes at light speed compared to what goes on in the rest of the country. But now, the best ever Bitcoin cannabis drone entrepreneurs in San Francisco are actually doing cannabis deliveries via drones.
Okay.
Can you believe this?
Yes, yes I can.
So, overhead, if you're in California and you see this little drone, it could be something delivering a lovely box of cannabis items.
From, I believe
it's called Trees.
Yes, there's some beautiful pictures. You're going to post this to Facebook, I assume, right?
I am definitely going to post this
to Facebook.
Okay,
because they have some pretty neat little photos up in here.
The photos show the little goodie package with everything that's ordered. And, you know, it's great. You know, these services are desperately needed in this time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that California is ahead of the game, but, you know, the rest of us have got to get along with this. Now, I'm not so clear, though, as to, you know, some of the legalities of this, because you're now flying a controlled substance in the air.
Well, I mean, just the legality of weed in any jurisdiction in and of itself is still questionable because it's still regulated by federal law.
Well, apparently they're trying to set up a 333 exemption to FAA regulations on drones.
Really?
So yeah, it's
but it's still well, yeah, yeah. I mean, in general, any time they dispense weed in like, say, Colorado or California or, anything like that.
Speaking of dispensing.
It's still against the federal guidelines. There you go. Do you have to do the access the database? I did that to my husband, like, this weekend. We were sitting on the sofa, and he asked me a question, and I said... And I says, oh, I don't know. I says, I have to go access the database. He's like, okay.
Yes.
So I got up because my pipe was actually somewhere else in the house. I'd got up from the sofa. I grabbed my pipe and I came back and I sat back down on the sofa and I lit the pipe and I says, I am accessing my database. He rolled his eyes at me. I thought it was hilarious.
I like that. That's pretty good. Well, you can now have your database supplies delivered to you if you're in California via drone.
Sweet.
So, hip-hop hooray for that. But speaking of cannabis and like goodies and that kind of thing, there's this company now that's going to be making a chewable gum.
Wow.
You can smoke it, eat it, and now you can soon chew it. This is out of MarketWatch.com.
Wow, MarketWatch.com. I don't know why I found that company so exciting, but I just did. It's the database. It's getting a little excitable. This is called Bubblegum Feature.
You are weird.
I am weird. I'm trying to find a good bubblegum song on YouTube to go with your story, but I can't find it. So I came up with this one.
Yeah, anything by Aqua.
Oh, wait.
Remember Aqua?
Popcorn? I like popcorn.
So, a cannabis-focused biotech company, it's called Axum Biotechnologies, last week said it launched clinical trials on humans. So it makes me wonder, do they test it on apes first? For medical cannabis chewing gum as a treatment for multiple sclerosis.
Do apes really chew gum? Can apes chew gum?
That is a good question.
Ms. Lemis Trace is going to give us the bubblegum, the sticky, sticky bubblegum song to go with your story, by the way.
Oh, goody. But apparently it's called a product called Can Chew.
Can Chew.
It contains 5 milligrams of...
I don't like her.
Uh-oh, here comes that word. It's a non-psychoactive component of cannabis. And 5 milligrams of THC, which is a psychoactive cannabinoid.
Wait, what does that mean?
It should allow for... Well, that means it has a small dosage.
Okay. Like nothing
was real. Okay. You know, so it's... It should have a pleasant taste and no undesirable side effects, and it's a low quantity. So it should be enough to just kind of put you at ease or give you some kind of leverage, especially if you have multiple sclerosis.
That's very important.
You know, you might have specific pains or something of this nature.
Cool. I finally found a good bubblegum song.
Did you?
It is a shame because the story is over, but maybe we can, maybe we can, like, I don't
we
know.
We can do some B-roll.
We can do some B-roll?
We can do some B-roll.
Well, you know, here we go. This one probably should be easier to find something for, because, this is a, let's see.
What do you have there?
Well, I've got a few, I got a few classroom thingies, which I don't necessarily want to do kids thingies, but I was looking for something, a song about the next topic that we're going to be,
Oh, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was also looking for something, too.
And why do a whole bunch of children's things come up on mine? I don't understand why. I mean, that's really kind of weird because this profile that I use on Google is the Cheyampa profile. So I'm looking at nothing, but maybe a lot. Do stoners really watch a bunch of the, like, the, you know, the kindergarten, you know, first grade type of videos when they're really high? If you do, give us a call, 813-327-8566. Oh. Ooh, that's something.
How does it sound?
It sounds good.
You like it?
It's good.
So, okay. How much would you pay, Anthony, for a meal at your favorite restaurant?
That's a good question. I guess what I mean, what you might have to turn that down just a little bit. Just a little bit. So what kind of meal are we like talking about, I guess? I mean, is this like a burger or a sandwich? Is this something a little bit higher end? Is it, you know, what is it all about?
It's a meal where you go to a place where you get server service, where you get a waiter or a waitress.
Uh-huh.
And
you'll have to turn that background down a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of sneaking up on you there, isn't it?
Well, it's apparently getting louder, which is interesting. But that's okay. Anyway, so...
You're accessing the database.
I'm accessing the database. So, there's this restaurant in New York City that has this pay-what-you-want affair.
Okay.
And, you know, they offer quite interesting... what I would like to call foo-foo kind of foods.
Foo-foo.
You know, these plates that are huge with tiny little centers and little artistic drawings with the sauce or the creme fraiche or whatever they're making. But what it's turning to show is that, you know, people have quite a wide range of behaviors when they're given the chance to determine for themselves what is a fair price to pay.
Okay. And so it's a foo-foo place, because I'm trying to answer, you know. Okay.
Place, yeah.
I would probably pay, if it's frou-frou, I would say $20 an entree. Let's say $25 an entree. Because I don't think a lot of frou-frou is worth more than that, to be honest with you.
So now this is just the entree, not including appetizers.
No, that's just, I'm just saying, when you look at the main, when you go through the main entree menu, most of the things, not all, you can have some more expense. I would pay more for certain things, but on average, I'd pay like $20-$25 for a plate. You know, obviously, okay. if it's a big cut of steak or something, which it doesn't sound like this would be really steakhouse fare. This sounds like if I order, you know, I'll probably order like something like duck confit, which, you know, can be good, but it would probably be a small portion nonetheless, because that's the trendy thing. Anyway, so go on.
Yeah. So, but this restaurant has found that it's a wide gamut. Some people paid $12 for dishes they loved, and a lot of people paid $8 for one that they didn't. So they really kind of judged the quality of the food with their price, you know, which I don't know how that really, they didn't go into really say how that fared with their service.
That's interesting. So it's a frou-frou kind of place. But at the same time, it's that people really only paid that little. Were they really small portions or something? Or
apparently, but you know, some of these dishes probably went for 16 to 25, if not more, per you know, plate. But now, here's one of the odd ends of the curve. They had a group of five. They ordered 25 dishes,
okay,
and they paid $15. And only left a $5 tip. So, hey, but the restaurant says pay what you want.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
And they really didn't put like a limit or any kind of saying, hey, you know, the limit is, you know, $10 a plate. You can't go below that. Then I guess it wouldn't be pay what you want.
No, that's true. Yeah, then it would be pay what we kind of think you should pay, kind of.
You know, but they did find a lot of people want to pay a good a price because they felt that it was worth it, and they kind of included some things like service and just the environment and whatnot. You know, but they said that you know, maybe some people took advantage of it because they're poor and they figure, well, why not? You
know, true, true.
Saying, pay what you can.
That's true.
We can pay.
Good point, good point.
You know. You know, but I wouldn't think about, like, things of, you know, I'm paying to make up for somebody else. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
To me, it's just like I'm paying for my meal right then and there, and that's it.
All right. I guess that's fair enough. That's definitely fair enough. Yeah, yeah. I think that works. That, you know, I mean, you know, hey.
So, but hey, that's your latest 420 news. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, all righty. We're at that. Okay. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? You can give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, you can feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on the air. In fact, well, we can take a late commercial break. All right.
What have you got for us?
We have a voicemail.
We do?
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right, hold on.
We actually got a bona fide voicemail. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Wait. Okay, hold on.
Goodbye.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
Password.
I hit the wrong
button.
You
have one.
See, we have one new message.
Press 1-4. First message.
Hey, my name is Dick White, and I heard you've been paging me. If you want to give me a call back, you can reach me.
Press 3 for advanced options.
We don't have a number for Dick White.
The current message.
What happened?
Press 8 to
He must have got disconnected. I heard he
maybe,
back.
Yeah. That can happen.
Message delete. Goodbye.
Wow, that's a shame. So, well, but Dick White, you can call us back, or anybody for that matter, at 813-327-8566. It's storming like a fucking bitch here in Tampa right now, let me tell you that much. And hold on.
It's partially cloudy here in Chicago.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
All right, so anyway, we're going to be back in about... Well, let me take a look. Which cart did I throw in here? How many minutes do we got going on here? Okay, we'll be back in about... Actually, it looks like it's going to be 9 minutes. I might shorten that a little bit. Yeah, we'll get rid of this one here. All right, we'll be back in about 8 minutes. 8.5 minutes.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt.
No! Petty. It's Petty.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do, he'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I'm thinking back on someone I met in a concrete room in a tropical country, a spider, in the middle of the night. After I came in from going out to pee, clicked the flashlight off and set it on the windowsill, dropped back into the bed, pulled the sheet over me and was floating back into a doze when a question rang in my awareness. What was that on the floor? An answer swims upstream against the pull of sleep. Oh, just some leaves or something that came in on your shoe. I drift further in the current of oblivion, and then another question rings me alert. Since when do leaves come dragging in here on my shoe? Sit up, kick off the sheet, fumble the flashlight off the windowsill, and there, at the end of the dim AA beam, is the biggest creature I have ever seen that has more than four legs. A spider. At least as big as my splayed palms. Hairy, trailing a line of spider fluid from a crack between the far wall and the floor. Is that spider going to crawl into my bed? I doubt it. I click off the light. Sleep doesn't exactly come. I shine the light on it again, toss a pen across the floor, and the spider does not flinch as it skitters past. It's dead. I pad over and get my camera, take this outrageous spider's picture pretty fast because I don't really like being barefoot on the same floor with that thing, even though it's dead. Back in the dark, the screen in my mind shows the spider image in the camera frame, and it's just a picture of a hairy spider. Any old hairy spider. Any size hairy spider. It could be a close-up of a tiny spider because there was nothing else in the frame for scale. I get up, fetch the pen I threw across the floor, and lay it down next to the spider, which was a lot bigger than the pen and still did not move. I snap another picture and climb back in bed. It had to be dead. What if it was doing that spider thing where they go motionless when they're scared? And after an hour or so, it'll wake up and wander across my collarbone. I click on the flashlight and look at the spider one more time. It's not showing any sign of breathing or a pulse, but is that something that spiders do? The poor thing probably escaped from a cat or a dog outside and dragged itself through the crack under the wall and got this far. If it's not dead yet, wouldn't it be more polite to leave it to let go of its life in peace? I consider that for a moment, and then I get the straw broom from the corner, sweep the spider out the door, and tuck it into a shadow. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at KRFP.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, only on Cheyenne Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, folks, we are back.
Hey.
And we're not flooded out yet here in Tampa in the studio, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were to happen, because it's raining like a bitch.
You know, they kept calling for crazy rains today, and I have seen in the radar scopes quite a bit of rain, but nothing here. It's been just overcast, cloudy. It's been pretty hot and humid. Not Florida hot and humid, but decently hot and humid for Chicago.
All right.
The past few days. So we are due for some crazy rains, but it seems spotty. But yeah, you guys have been hit.
Oh, and it just keeps coming and going and going and going and going. I'm looking at the the thingies here, the alerts to see if I need to do any breaking news. Okay, well that might be
breaking news.
Yeah.
So
Oh, well, this is a lot. This is probably more in the Tampa area. Okay, hold on.
Uh-oh.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right, folks, we have a weather alert issued by the National Weather Service for Tampa Bay, Ruskin, Florida, on Monday, August 17th. There's a flood warning that will extend until Tuesday afternoon. Well, that's kind of old. It's Tuesday evening. Oh, okay. It looks like it will go later than that. Okay. So they say until Tuesday afternoon, the flood warning continues for the Hillsborough River north. Or Hillsborough River near Hillsborough River State Park. So if you're near the Hillsborough River State Park that is conveniently located on the Hillsborough River, you have a flood stage of 10 feet. The river is forecasted to rise above the flood stage by late this morning. This is old. What the hell? I mean, really? This isn't... That's... Whoops. Hold on. Okay, here's one until 10 p.m. All right.
Oh, making you laugh.
Yeah, thank you, Betty. All right, so this has been issued by the National Weather Service's Tampa Bay, Ruskin, Florida. The National Weather Service in Ruskin has issued a urban and small stream flood advisory for Hillsborough County in West Central Florida until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. At 8.02 p.m., the Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. This will cause urban and small stream flooding in the advisory area. Up to 3 inches of rain have already fallen. Some locations will experience flooding, including Tampa, Temple Terrace, Lutz, Brandon, Apollo Beach, East Lake Orient Park, Tampa International Airport, Egypt Lake, Lido, University, Greater Northdale, Pebble Creek, Palm River, Claremel, Ruskin, MacDill, Air Force Base, Keystone, Lake Magdalene, Citrus Park, Greater Carrollwood, Town and Country, and Riverview. Precautionary actions.
We're sorry. We're all flooded out right now.
Yeah, right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, so excessive runoff from heavy rainfall will cause ponding, okay, of water in urban areas.
Ponding,
yes, ponding of water in urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor, the cursor was in the way, I thought it said poop drainage areas, but it says poor drainage areas and low-lying spots. Do not attempt to travel across flooded roads. Find alternative routes. To report flooding, have the nearest law enforcement agency relay your report back to the National Weather Service. And that is It's Raining Like a Bitch.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So if you're currently in Florida right now, you might want to consider investing in a boat.
That's not a bad idea.
A boat.
I know. Why it just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and going. And
going. That's because there's quite a bit of an interesting weather pattern going on right now.
Isn't that like El Nino Reno or something,
yes.
Something like that?
El Nino's Rhino.
Okay. So what is with El Nino's Rhino?
We're sorry. We're all flooded out right now. Blub, 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 blub.
All righty. Wonderful. That's okay. All right. Sure. Sure. Okay.
El Nino's Rhino. Blub, 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 blub.
You're getting a little lazy there, Betty. I mean, you know.
Well, you know. We gotta be able to reuse her her vocal patterns as much as possible.
No, no, that makes sense. Programming. That totally makes sense.
Programming.
I agree. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so, you know, there's
you got flow? You want this. Borderline chill and aggressive. This piece is your man. It does stand alone. But if you got words...
If you got words...
Wow.
Betty's got flow.
She's getting pretty down. Pretty down and out. Wow. That's kind of funny.
So, before the break, I guess we had this crazy Dick White gave us a call.
That's true. And if you want, you can
call
us.
Hopefully Dick White's okay.
You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. And we'll go ahead and take your call.
You can see our posts at facebook.chiampa.info.
Yes, yes.
We haven't had a few Joe Wisdoms because we're still trying to get our recording system all set up.
Yes. Well, and you're working on it. I mean, eventually we'll get back to normal and we'll have some more Joe Wisdoms because unfortunately, you know,
but
I found
we
out
might have
that Planet Nancy. You know, might be is gone. She hasn't put anything out in a while, and it's really sad. So
you know, but listen, if you've got a wisdom for Joe Wisdom, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty will take that call. She'll make sure that she gets that filed away appropriately, so we can get that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if we can broadcast that wisdom on air.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll play it for you. We'll record it in Joe Wisdom.
No, again, exactly.
We'll play it for you. You know what? Maybe could you play one or two of the wisdoms we've had?
We can throw that in there in a little bit. Maybe okay. If you were to reference okay. your script, we would.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
In our endeavors and take care of some things. I've been doing this for like 5 minutes, just flashing it back and forth. I gave you a flashing button and you didn't even pay attention to it.
Hey, Anthony, you got some crazy news?
Why, yes, Joe, I do. It's Florida, isn't it? Of course it is. So we've got some crazy ass news. And the I know, right? Well, the first installment of Crazy Florida News is being reported by somewhere, the Huffington Post. A Florida father lets his teen daughter dance and do drugs at a strip club. Allegedly, a Florida man brought his teenage daughter into a Miami strip club to drink, do drugs, and dance on a stripper pole. Jose, 59, was arrested Tuesday night and charged with child neglect, allowing a child under 18 to do cocaine, smoke marijuana, and perform 8 counts of sexual activity. The Miami Herald reports. Oh, I'm sorry, 8 counts of sexual performance. She hit that pole 8 times. Good for you, girl. Of course you're like, what?
The Pink Pony. There's a strip club here in Chicago called the Pink Monkey. But anyways, I wonder if they're the same.
So authorities say that Jose took his 16-year-old daughter and 17-year-old friend to the Pink Pony and provided them with drinks and cocaine. Hey, kids, we're going to the Pink Pony. Let's have some cocaine and drinks. Jose's ex-wife, the child's mother, found out about the criminal family outing when she saw cell phone photos and video of the daughter and her friend drinking and snorting cocaine in the club. You can't make this shit up! You cannot make this shit up.
What does Jose have to say about this?
Exactly. So when questioned, the daughter told police that her dad took them to the strip club several times over the last 6 months. The other victim gave police a similar story of booze and drug-fueled nights at the club. The two teens did not get naked at the club, thank God, but were seen dancing around the stripper poles in bikinis. Jose told police he's a club promoter and allegedly admitted to the outings.
So he basically just waved his kids in. The club didn't even bother to check the IDs. That club ain't going to be open for much longer.
So when he, when his attorney spoke with his judge, I guess at his arraignment, the judge, he actually said, the attorney said, quote, "Judge, look, I know this is serious, but dancing on a stripper pole is not simulated sexual intercourse." Yeah. Along with Jose's arrest, police also shut down the Pink Pony pending an investigation. Jose remains on $45,000 bail.
And I think he should stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. I totally agree. There's so much wrong.
There's a lot of wrong things.
Just so much wrong there. So, yeah. Alright. Alright. So, Thomas Edwin had a plan. So, according to the Huffington Post on July 10th, a man was found naked in a hog barn, and it tells police, "I just like pigs." Thomas Edwin, March 51, had the essentials: a pair of 3D glasses, 3 20-ounce cans of Ice House beer, a smashed cheeseburger, and a laptop. Party time. He got arrested because he was allegedly naked on the beach. And Bunch Beach isn't a nude beach. Wait. Well, where's the pig thing? All right, hold on. This is... I must have not proofread this clearly enough.
Right. Yeah, well, it says here in the story that...
Oh, I see. This is... Oh, I'm reading a summary of different stories. Okay, well, that kind of doesn't help. Well, okay, hold on. Hog barn... Searches are... Really? So I... That's ridiculous. Okay. Larry William Henry really likes pigs. I gotta restart this track. Okay, there we go. Larry William Henry had a plan. And he really likes pigs. And he dislikes pop-up advertising.
Get it together, Anthony.
I know, thanks, Betty. So much that he's not allowed near them. When authorities found Henry drunk, this is from the Huffington Post again, by the way. When they found Henry drunk and naked in a hog barn near Millersville, Pennsylvania. So this isn't Crazy Florida. See, this came up as Crazy Florida. I'm getting a little upset at this site. So he told them that he just likes pigs. So 64-year-old Henry also told cops that he had finished a six-pack of Ham's beer during his pig party. Henry was very familiar with the farm where he had chose to go high on the hog. He was blamed from property. Oh, he had trespassed before. Apparently, he can't stay away from the piglets. So he was charged with indecent exposure, criminal trespass, defiant trespass, and public drunkardness. But he was released after paying $25,000 unsecured bail. He's due in court later this month.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Well, the look on his face just tells it all.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna have sex with pigs, I guess Ham's beer is where you go.
Yeah.
Isn't that a cliche? Or a clique?
Something like that. You know, I'm going through these all out of order too, you know, by the way. If you haven't noticed.
That's okay.
Okay. It is a bit of a cliche, so, but I don't know. But you know what's even worse than that?
What's worse than that? Could it be masturbating and urinating at a kid's party?
You are so, so correct. Again, from Huffington Post. This happened just a few days ago. Florida man masturbates, urinates near kid's party.
Please. Florida!
It's Florida. All right, a Florida man is chasing... Hold on. I gotta access the database. It's been a while.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop.
Database activated.
Thank you, Betty. A Florida man is facing charges of lewd and lascivious behavior after police said he urinated outside of a children's party, tried to get kids into his home, and then masturbated at the end of his driveway. Robert Seary, 39, was arrested Saturday after the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office received a report about a man running down the driveway of a home with his pants around his ankles and his shirt held up. The caller later told police he was at the party when he saw Seary urinating under or near a bush. Some of the children at the party said that they were helping Seary find his stray dog, and he tried to get them inside his house to say thank you. The kids also told police that they saw Seary with his pants down. Seary is very dirty. One witness said she saw Seary facing kids with his pants down to his ankles, and that Seary made eye contact with her as he pulled up his trousers. Ooh, that eye contact thing, that's kind of scary. The suspect had reportedly admitted to touching himself with full knowledge that he could be seen by children, but denying trying to lure any kids into his house.
Of course not.
Seary said he urinated in the bush because... Exactly. You know, it's these mean people. Seary said that he'd urinated in the bush because he had to go while walking to the end of the driveway to get his dog.
Couldn't hold it. He's got leaky pipes.
I guess not. So the suspect also told police that he had consumed 18 beers and was a victim of sexual abuse. Seary remains custody in St. John's County Inmate Facility on $30,000 bail. The dog is being taken care of by a friend. First Coast News reports.
Yeah, wow. That was another new ActionNewsJax.com report. You know, these things out of Florida, I'm concerned. But go on.
No, I mean, really. I mean, who in their right mind, seriously, would do this whole crazy? I don't even understand. You know,
people are turning into zombies and weird creatures, and this is just not counterculture. This is just like something is flicking off.
Yeah,
in
tell me about
brains
it.
That control. Normal behavior and civility and morality and just everything. Maybe it's the proliferation of information on the internet.
Could be.
Or maybe it's the water they drink.
Could be.
You know, get a Brita filter. Speaking of ingesting things, what's up with this other story you got for us?
Other story I have. Wait, hold on. And I got another good one too. I got a Craigslist special that I kind of found when I was.
You know, if you've got an interesting story you want to share with us, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We'll take your call on air or on voicemail. Betty can direct you either way. And we'd love to hear from you. Yeah.
I like this
track. So what's this Craigslist? Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on. Beautiful. Hold on. I'm trying to find something. I'm trying to find my frickin'... Okay, here we go. My new story. The Craigslist thing will be breaking news. Okay, so, from the Huffington Post, they have the best Florida, weird Florida section, so a lot of stuff comes from them. A Florida man chews off fingerprints in hopes of not being ID'd.
Really?
Yep. A Florida man suspected of stealing a Mercedes-Benz chewed off the tips of his fingers to avoid being fingerprinted. Kenzo Roberts, 20, was arrested Thursday after deputies for the Lee County Sheriff's Office, that's not too far from here, that's south of Tampa, spotted a 2015 Mercedes that had been reported stolen. Investigators quickly discovered Roberts was using a fake ID and was carrying a concealed firearm and three fraudulent credit cards. Roberts was placed in the back of the patrol car. No, of course. They arrested his ass. Okay. So, while he was waiting in the back of the patrol car, disturbing surveillance video shows that he didn't want to get fingered for the crime, so he just started chewing off his fingertips. There's actually a tape, which I should probably go into this one here, because I need to definitely share this on our site.
Maybe. I think he's a vampire.
He might be a vampire.
Yeah.
He might, you know, he could be something else, you know. He could just be crazy, you know. I mean, that's that's always a possibility.
It fits in with the crazy thing.
It does fit in with the crazy thing going on. Get a Brita filter. Apparently, yes. You need to get a Brita filter to filter out the crazy.
Oh boy.
All right. So they found him chewing off his fingers in an effort to get rid of his fingerprints. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it did not work. When they scanned his fingerprints, they discovered that he had two felony warrants linked to an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charged in Broward County, according to the Palm Beach Post.
Now, where's Broward County?
That's further south. I think that's closer to Miami.
Got it.
I'm not exactly sure, but it's somewhere. It's South Florida. So Roberts was charged with three counts of possession of a counterfeit credit card, grand theft auto, possession of a concealed firearm, possession of a simulate of a driver's license, driving with a suspended license, and giving false information to law enforcement. Officer said Robert is in the country illegally and that the Border Patrol has been contacted. He remains in custody at the Lee County Jail. A lot of stuff in Lee County. Lee County Jail on $220,000 bond.
Wow, that's something else. And you know, it's unfortunate. It's like he damaged himself and they still got him.
They still got him. I posted the video on the website from the WPTV.com website. Do you like the quirky music?
I like that quirky music, Anthony. That's a pretty good little track you found from our friends over at Incompetech.com.
Yep, Kevin MacLeod. This one's called Quirky Dog. It's kind of got this little kind of bouncy feel to it. It definitely fit the news story of chewing off one's fingertips to prevent getting ID'd. However, we must say goodbye to the quirky dog, and hello to Craigslist.
Yes, hello Craigslist, and uh-oh.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right, so in the Tampa Bay Craigslist, there is an ad. I found this incredibly amusing, so it must become breaking news. The title of the ad, this is through the Men Seeking Women category. So we're just kind of going through the whole what men are looking for on Craigslist, because it's quite humorous, actually, when you look at it. Adult nursing relationship mother role play. Sexy but very lonely guy looking for a compassionate woman who will explore an adult nursing relationship with me. I am very sad right now and need mommy to make everything better. I've always had a breast fetish since I was a little boy, and I'm looking for a mommy that is kind and nurturing and willing to undress me and lay me across her lap for our nursing sessions. I am hoping this could lead to a long-term relationship and possibly even fall in love. However, I will also accept an NSA encounter as well. I will suckle and fondle for hours and will help induce lactation if we have the right chemistry.
Ooh. NSA, are you listening?
Yeah, right. I am very sweet. I am a very sweet and loving guy and need mommy so bad right now. Please nurse me soon, mommy. Please include bra size in response so that I know you are real. No prostitutes. You can find that on Men Sinking Men under the Tampa Bay Craigslist. This is in Pinellas County under Personals. This was posted 23 days ago. Hopefully, he found his mommy. And I could mark this as a best of. I have just marked that as a best of. I think that is a best of. All right, so, mommy issues, We'll talk to you later.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Crazy.
I know, right?
Crazy.
I loved that. That was just my, I just absolutely loved that. So, all right. So that's our crazy news. And,
it was some crazy news this week, Anthony. This world sure isn't dull, huh? Hey, do you want to join us on Shine Pot Radio? Be a part of our on-air experience. Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566 or visit us online at facebook.triumph.infosmile.
Infosmile?
Smile. That's facebook.shyampa.info.
Yes, yes. I don't think we need to run into a commercial break right now because we really only have 20 minutes left, and you know, taking a break would just, I don't know. It would, I might, it maybe would break. Maybe we should. Should we take a break? Should we do like that last, like, 10-minute, 15-minute pop before we go off the air? Take a break. Do you want to do
that's
that?
That's fine. Let's do
okay, well, let me find
a... Give me a chance to stand up for a minute.
No, that's true, because I could definitely use to stretch myself as well. Let me... Let me... but you have to give me a minute, though, because I have to load up the carts.
So, yeah, you know, folks, we're going to be trying here. I'm going to try to do some recordings because we've got some Joe Wisdoms we want to play for you. And then, you know, if you've got any ideas or suggestions for a good recording device, you know, I could use my phone, but I'm not exactly sure if it's recording properly. Isn't it strange? And then how would I get that onto, you know? So anyways, I'm actually thinking of like a... some kind of a digital device that
digital
goes direct
device.
MP3.
A digital
is it
device.
MP3 I want?
You can do MP3. I prefer always to go to WAV, but that's just because it's an uncompressed format.
WAV.
WAV,
okay.
Yeah. WAV file tends to be the better one in terms of... it's not compressed, at least. So, you know, it really helps, you know, in my opinion. It's easier to work with. You have less sound. And then when you finish mastering it, then you can go ahead and like, toss it over into a, you know, into an MP3 to make it a little bit more...
I'm a WAV file. My name is Betty.
Your name is Betty, and you are a WAV file.
I'm a WAV file. My name is Betty.
You sure are, Betty. We love you, Betty. You're just so strange.
We love you, Betty.
Yeah, you're just so strange, but that's okay. That's totally fine. That's totally fine. Yeah, so what we'll do is we will take ourselves you know, a little break. Oh, sexy secrets. We'll learn about we'll learn about Nancy's sexy secrets. It'll be like a 5-minute break.
Okay.
Maybe. Hold on. I need just one more minute. not even a minute.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. That works. I think we can work with that, Betty. We'll work with that. If I can get this.
Betty's just being... She's been really... She wants a slot on the show. Apparently, she's seeing the fame of it all.
She has.
She's like, you know what? I'm going to get my little electronic circuits out there and just, you know, be bold and say, you know, I'm more than just an office manager and a switchboard operator and a secretary. You know, I can be an on-air personality.
Exactly. So, you know, and we'll probably hear more from Betty when we get back.
I'll make you laugh.
Yes, you will make us laugh. Betty does make us laugh quite often. So, just stay tuned, and we'll be back in about not that long. Okay, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Sounds good.
Happy holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn. plus sparkling soda, plus piping hot coffee, equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Radio Free Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft's Shoutcast.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
When you say that, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say that, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best.
When you say but, you've said the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say but, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say but, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say but, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beer is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Sorry, folks, that commercial break was a bit in the mud. I was kind of trying to address a different issue, and I didn't realize our volume was so low. But anyway, we are back. This is Anthony.
And this is Joe, and Betty's off in the distance over there preparing a little diddle something.
A diddle daddle?
I don't know what she's doing. Yeah, something. I don't know what she's doing.
It's always a good question.
But we'll find out.
Betty,
yeah,
doing?
We'll find out in a little
what
bit.
What is Betty doing?
You know what? Betty, can you tell us what you're doing?
What are you doing, Betty?
Hi, this is Betty. Today I will be talking about Dildo Incorporated Nuclear Dildo Plastic Manufacturing Techniques. The plastic we use at our Sprat Alley manufacturing plant here in Billings, Montana comes directly from Rocky Flats Nuclear Depository.
Was that
that's
it? She seemed to have stopped. Wow, that was quite interesting. She abruptly stopped, though. I was a little taken aback by that one.
Hold on, let me see if I can restart that part. Okay, here we go.
We discovered that the plastic from nucleated plastic beads makes such a better polymer and is softer on your ass.
Wow.
Okay, that is enough for now. Next week, I'll describe how we make the awesome shape that goes into each and every one of our nuclear dildos.
I love it. Who does not love a good nuclear dildo? I mean, seriously,
folks. Oh, I love
folks.
A nuclear dildo.
And apparently, Betty enjoys talking about them like no tomorrow.
She must own stock in the company.
I think she does.
She must own stock in the company. Yeah. Well, good for you, Betty. I'm glad you're pursuing something that is worthwhile to you. Here at Chiampa Radio, we aim to make you laugh. That's probably one of our most important goals, because you know
or
what?
Cry. If we make you cry, that's kind of good, too. If you laugh,
we'll
cry.
Yeah, that's...
Either which way, at least if we get a response, you know, if we invoke an emotional response of crying or laughter or just pulling your hair out until you ripped your scalp off the top of your head, that's good. Yes. That means we've got a reaction from you. So we're back for another 15 minutes. We just took a quick little break to kind of stretch ourselves and kind of move around and everything. And now we have returned. Did you like that little holiday promo that I dug up there from
that little
concubines of the cart deck?
I'm glad you dusted that one little ditty off.
Yeah, that one. I'll have to remember that one to run that in the rotation during the holiday season because that was a good one.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good one. Holidays are coming up.
So yeah, and
I don't even.
It is. We are really coming to that point because it's the middle of August now, and now soon it's going to start. We're going to start seeing all the Halloween shit. The Halloween shit's all going to go out everywhere. And, you know, the Halloween stuff I don't mind. I'm okay with the Halloween stuff. But then you get the Thanksgiving stuff. And then before it's even Halloween, you start seeing the Christmas stuff.
I
remember it used to be you didn't see the Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving.
Around Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving, boom, that was it.
Thanksgiving and Christmas could morph into each other, you know? They could almost morph.
Thanksgiving and Christmas? The baby Jesus turkey?
Well, all of the, especially if you're a Midwesterner and, you know, it's all about the darker colors and the darker scents and the cinnamon scents, and a lot of that stuff starts coming out around Thanksgiving. It can morph into Christmas because it's kind of all the same for us.
I am. Hello.
You know, speaking of Christmas, hey Betty, what are you going to get me for Christmas?
A nuclear dildo from Dildo Incorporated.
Thank you.
That is fantastic,
just what I've
Betty.
Always wanted.
That is absolutely fantastic. So you know what we can run.
You
with?
Like it, Joe?
Hey, Betty, be quiet. Be quiet, Betty. We got something.
You know how they say the best part of waking up is that first cup of coffee? I don't think so. I say the best part of waking up is going to the bathroom and going pee, and then going right straight back to bed. You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom.
Isn't that? And you know, I've gotten up in the morning when the alarm's gone off. I'm like lying in bed. Right, already hit snooze, but you gotta go. And I was just kind of like, you get up, and you go, and I go back to bed. I'm like, that's friggin' awesome. That, you know, that's one of those little things that you never, you know, kind of really realize, you know, until it actually happens, and you have that whole. I can snooze for another 10 minutes, and I don't have to.
That's why you need the Palmer bed option.
Oh, no. We're not going into that. We're not going into that. What we're going to do is, because Betty is very talkative tonight, but although this is kind of I do have a Joe Wisdom with Betty in it, but is this the older? This is before you gave her a little firmware update. Let me see. Oh, wait, this is the bumpy one. I like this one. This is another Betty. Kevin MacLeod one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Betty, and I am subbing in for Joe Wisdom on the account he's not here right now.
Nuclear
I am Wisdom.
Dildos.
But first, I want to tell you about how awful they treat me sometimes.
With nuclear dildos.
Sometimes I have trouble waking up in the morning. The studio doesn't have enough power to keep MY circuits at 100%. Then they stuff the vending machines with that vegan crap.
An MY circuit?
But anyway, I talked too long about my problems. Here is the wisdom. If green means go, blinky blinky means click.
You got better power now. Don't listen to that weird bitch.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Thanks, Betty, for subbing for me. And we promise we'll have better treats for you next time. If you've got a wisdom or you want to Betty, give us a call at
3273
Blinky blinky means click. That's the funniest part of the whole thing for me. It's just the way Betty says it. We love you, Betty.
Wow.
Have another drink, Anthony.
Yeah, I think I shall. Thank you very much.
Oh, goodness.
So, well, that was quite enjoyable. Well, yeah. If you're tuned in and you feel like giving us a call in our last 10 minutes of the show, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty will gladly take your call. And I had to take a drink because I was just so dried out from that.
Yes, you will.
Yes, well, Brian had texted. Brian is tuned into the show. He had just texted me and told me that he loves Betty. So you know, Betty is quite popular. So that's a good thing. We like that. Betty just needs
hi, Brian. You sexy babe.
Wow,
Betty's got a thing for Brian. Of course, you know, she doesn't get any positive reinforcement around here from either of us. I mean, anyone, any attention, she'll just latch on to. Watch out, Brian. She's a crazy bitch. Let me tell you. Don't let that shit happen.
I'm a whore.
Yes, you are a whore. So, you know what also happens when you know. We got another one of these.
If you walk out the door and you're a lady and you've got on one flat and one pump, consider yourself lucky. Another Wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have wisdom to share? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Share your jingle with us on the voicemail. We hope to hear from you soon.
I love the ladies too. And the thing is, I know the backstory. Oh, we got a caller, I think.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Hello, you're on.
Well, now you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller number one.
Caller.
You have a caller. You have mail.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
I'm actually sitting here fucking smoking with y'all.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing. Oh, Betty says hi, too. I don't know. You heard Betty, I take it.
Yeah.
This is Betty.
Okay, Betty.
Yes, Betty's very sorry.
So, caller.
Caller.
Brian, it's so good to hear from you.
Yes, Brian is calling
in. I've been trying to get on all night.
Seriously? Yeah, I know. The lines have been pretty busy.
No, but for some reason it wouldn't let me get on today or tonight until I texted Anthony and said something about Flash.
Yeah, he was using an iPhone, and apparently our website. Well, it's fixed now because were you able to get on it again on your phone? Okay, so the problem is fixed. There was an issue with the website for iPhone.
Gotcha.
It did not affect anyone with mobile. If you were on your desktop or a different mobile device, but it was a Flash site. So, and Apple products don't like Flash. So, we fixed it, and you are now all ready to listen to us and Betty and all that goodness.
So Brian, out of all those news stories tonight, which one was your most favorite?
I couldn't listen to
No, he didn't get to the news stories. He just got on like 10, 15 minutes, right before we went to our break, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. I thought you were having a hard time calling us. I didn't realize you were having a hard time listening.
No, he was having a hard time. It was an interface issue with the settings on the website, and I corrected those. And,
gotcha.
And so, yes. So
beautiful,
but so how's the weather out there? Because you're out in Temple Terrace, am I correct? Yes, caller.
Yeah,
caller.
It,
yes,
it poured like crazy earlier, and beautiful lightning, beautiful thunder. I sat out on my porch, smoking, watching the storm go by, listening to music, and now it's just wet.
Yeah, it kind of came through Tampa as well. It like ripped through here for a while. It was like we always have breaking news, but we had some breaking weather news, which is kind of a new thing for me and is a little titillating, I think. I know.
Yeah.
Did it make you want to touch yourself?
Oh yeah. I was feeling myself
first
all
Friday
over
with men. Screen.
Oh, hey, yes, I'm sorry.
First Friday with men.
Oh my God, that Betty is such a whore.
She is a whore. Betty, you're
I'm
a whore.
First Friday with men.
Ooh, she's sleeping with men.
I think she
is. That what she's saying?
Yeah, she said she was doing. She's wow. Mm. She's been active lately.
Really, really. Oh. That's kind of interesting. So it's kind of like a cyber. It's like a cyber.
At least somebody has, because I haven't been.
Well, maybe soon enough for you. You know.
But I'm saving myself.
You're saving. Are you saving yourself for Jesus?
Is there a festival
for the baby
up?
Black Jesus?
The baby black Jesus.
Ramadan. Ooh.
There you go.
And Passover. Ooh.
And Passover. Jesus,
yep. Happy holidays.
Jesus and Judaism doesn't really go together, but we'll work.
Happy holidays.
So, but you've been working. You work up in Sawmill. You work up at the campground. That's up in near Dade City, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. You should plug it and you know give it.
Come out and see me at Sawmill tomorrow.
You're going to be working tomorrow. Where are you going to be working? Oh no! Wrong button. All right, there we go.
Did Betty make you do that?
I think so. I think that was Betty's fault.
That was Betty. Betty, poor little Betty.
Yeah, she takes a
little Betty gets blamed for everything. Yeah, you should be.
It does happen. So, so tomorrow.
She sounds a little Canadian.
She does sound a little Canadian. Sorry. So you're going to be working Sawmill tomorrow night. What time?
No, I'll be there at 8 a.m.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be opening up at 9.
Okay.
I'm working 9 to 4. I'll be slinging those mimosas and Bloody Marys. And
there you go. As long as they tip well, that's all that matters.
Hopefully, I'll get another note like I got the other day.
I know, right? Tell me about it. That's some crazy shit. Did you see that, Joe?
No.
Bloody Mary is delicious.
Yes. Betty, you're drunk, too. You're a whore, and you're drunk. You're a drunk whore. That's what you are. So what did... summarize. I don't think Joe saw the note. So what did the note say?
No, I did not.
Joe, I had this customer give me a note. I'm trying to find the note now so I can read it to you. It was a complimentary letter that was... And all of a sudden, okay, now I work at a gay and lesbian campground named Sawmill, okay?
Okay.
And the pool is clothing optional, and a good part of the place where you can play is called the Trail.
The Trail.
So, the Trails. So,
the this Trails.
Is what the note this is what it reads.
Yes.
You've been so friendly and hospitable today. Thank you. Are you allowed a 5 to 10 minute break that I could thank you by having you watch me shoot my load in the trail?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I would have rather gotten a tip.
I agree.
Yeah.
Not a load in the face as my tip.
No, I mean, no, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Money talks. Money talks.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that's what the note read.
Yep.
That's why I just love my job.
See, there you go.
Wow. Now, if there was like a 20 attached, that might be considered illegal, but, you know.
So I came up with an idea the other day. Brian knows about this idea, but I came up with an idea the other day because I was going around Publix doing my after work grocery shopping, and there was a couple good looking.
Bloody Mary is delicious.
Yes, Bloody Mary is delicious, but this is even better. So I'm walking around, and there was a couple good looking guys, you know, in the Publix. So I'm at checkout, and I texted Brian. I says, "We need to open a grocery store that has." Personal chefs, in quotes, personal chefs that you can rent for the hour, and they specialize in various things for customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So you have the hot, you know, and you can be hot women too. I mean, you can go either, you can go both ways, and so can they. And you know, you take them and you put them in your buggy or what have you, and then you just check them out, and there you go.
Put them in the private chef carrier. You know, kind of like how they have the baby carrier on their strollers.
Oh, there you go.
Wouldn't
there
be
you
funny
go.
If they had like a little side cart. Like a little side cart for the personal chef.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, it's escort prostitution in the grocery store at its finest. Go America. I mean, please.
So wait a minute. Would there be like 20 people standing in an aisle, like waiting for you to pick them?
Well, I would imagine a more friendlier atmosphere where, you know, they would wear a specific uniform and they would kind of walk around the store and kind of like assist customers and stuff like that. But for those of you like the gentleman, like the Craigslist ad, looking for a mommy. I guess you can have an aisle with just your selection just standing there like Swiffer's ready to go.
That's a picture in my head. It's crazy. Oh, folks, if you've got
that
a crazy story.
That just sounds fancy.
Doesn't it sound fancy?
Yes, it does.
So, the escort personal chef, escort personal chef, Publix, or grocery store, not Publix, but grocery store.
Personal chef with a happy ending.
Betty?
See, Betty's on it.
The personal chef with a happy ending.
The personal, yeah, exactly, Betty. You've got it right, Betty. You've got it absolutely right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Y'all are a mess.
Yeah. That's how it goes around here.
Exactly. But I had a guest over last night, and he was very impressed with all of the media setup that I had here. And
oh,
the
very
big
nice.
Microphone and oh, everything.
He liked your microphone, didn't he?
Yes.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, you're a word too. Mm-hmm. No. But good for you. Well, I'm glad that you met a special friend last night. And
are you dating anybody? Or, I mean, is it just...
No.
Was it just this one guy, or...
It was just a hangout? Special one... It was a special event. It may continue. We'll see.
It was a single-serving special friend.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, good for Joe. Joe, you don't, I mean, you know, you're not one that has secret single-serving special friends all the time. So it's good
exactly.
to splurge. It's good to splurge
exactly.
on the single-serving special friend every now and then. We all
mm-hmm.
understand.
I do have some other interesting news.
Sure.
Without being too pretentious about it, I'm going to see Madonna in October.
Oh, great. I love Madonna. I'm so fucking jealous.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm taking it. It's a concert in San Jose, California. I think it's October 19th.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But a very good friend I met up last weekend at Market Days. We got together. Market Days was interesting. Very interesting. If you're ever on Snapchat, ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful tool. That's all I'm going to say. Snapchat is a beautiful tool. But, yeah, so he had a ticket, and I said, why not? Let's do it. You know, I may never be able to see her. She may never be in another concert again. Who knows?
She may not pull the same shit as Cher that did several farewell tours. So, you know, it's very possible that might be. I think that's cool. And I'm actually going to be traveling up that way in October as well. So, but I think it sounds like you're going to be back while I'm still there. So we'll be able to hook up.
We'll be able to coordinate our special activities.
Our special activity.
So, Brian, good to hear that you're doing well.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
It's good to hear you're doing well, and sounds like things are on the up and up.
and you've gotten some interesting feedback from your job. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes, I did. And I love my job. I do.
Well, you know, you got to love your job if you want to work it. That's all I can say.
Sure. Fair enough. That makes sense.
I mean, and plus we have Bear Weekend coming up, and our pool is closed and optional. I'm just saying.
Watch out, Betty's going to come out and get your men. She's going to hoop her up like a vacuum cleaner.
Personal chef with a happy ending.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, please, I want that toxic vibrator that she has.
Oh, the nuclear, the nuclear vibrator?
Yeah, that's it, nuclear vibrator.
Maybe, how hard would it be for Betty to kind of bring that back for us? Because we should be closing the show soon, so how much? Easy? All right, Betty, let's get the nuclear dildo, and we'll say our quick goodbyes, and then we'll have to sign off.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Betty. Today I will be talking about Dildo Incorporated Nuclear Dildo Plastic Manufacturing Techniques. The plastic we use at our Spraowling manufacturing plant here in Billings, Montana, comes directly from Rocky Flats Nuclear Depository.
If you've ever been to Nuclear Flats, you know they got some special stuff over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like
we discovered that the plastic from nucleated plastic beads makes such a better polymer and is softer on your ass. Okay, that is enough for now.
Bye.
Good for Betty. Good for you, Betty. So this has been a very interesting show tonight.
Yes. We're glad you tuned in. We got ahead of caller. Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
My pleasure.
Yes, so Brian, we're going to cut you loose here, and thank you for calling in, and hopefully soon in another broadcast you'll be able to join us in person again.
No problem. Fantastic. Talk to you guys later.
All right, you have a good night.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Good night. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Stay tuned for Earth First coming up next, and remember, smoke it if you got it.
Sounds good to me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Felicia.
Is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.